Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Tour of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy. I haven't done that way in a while, right? Now he just says, hour two on the program.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what happens when your team only has two wins. Hour two gets a little bit
that's
shorter.
That's it.
This is the Tobin and Leroy show. Tobin out today. He'll be out Friday as well. He will return tomorrow. Have no fear. Leroy and Frog Boy holding things down.
Yep.
Let's go ahead and do what we do best at this time, Leroy, and that is get into some headlines, shall we? These headlines
sure.
are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. A Doral Hyundai, choose from 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Every time I said that, I thought I was going to say it wrong because of that damn why. Hyundai. Anyway, moving on to some headlines.
You should hear Mima say it.
Oh, I would love to hear Mima say it.
Oh, my goodness. So many times during the course of a day, I go, excuse me?
Yeah.
And then she tries to enunciate it. Hyundai.
If Big Spoon or Mima are in, can you get them to try to pronounce that last name of that Florida basketball player? Because
no, she did.
Yeah,
remember I called her.
Yeah,
but and I said, I'm not saying it. No.
Yeah, for sure.
No.
So,
but it's Oliver in French is Olivier.
Yeah, close.
Which I already knew that. That's why I said it's like Olivier Bernard.
Yeah. Which randomly one time saw him in Colombia. Very strange. Like, just walking through the streets, and I'm like, Olivier Vernon? Does anyone know? Okay. All right.
Is he from there?
No.
Or is he from down here?
No. You know, he was with a little thing. I'm sure he was on vacation. Mm. So, probably just enjoying himself, but I just thought it was very strange that I see this.
Oh, you mean Colombia?
Yeah.
Like
Cartagena. Yeah, it was a very,
oh, okay.
We were on the beach. I don't know. Anyway. let's go ahead and move on to the headlines. Like I mentioned, the Dolphins, no really moving and shaking at the deadline.
That's fine. No big deal. No big deal.
For sure.
Everybody, like, no big deal. There's not anything substantial you can get for any of your players because you just paid them. So correct. Nobody's going to give up a substantial amount of money and then or in a substantial amount of assets and then pay all of that money. You get off the hook twice.
Yeah, although they did lose a quarterback, apparently.
Well,
C.J. Beathard poached off
the practice
squad.
Up.
Yeah, the Jaguars picked him up.
I would say, hear me out on this.
All right.
In the offseason, you know who I would call?
Who?
The old San Fran quarterback, Garoppolo.
Garoppolo. Yeah, that's not a bad backup. But why isn't he doing anything right now? Where is he at? Oh, he's a Ram. That's why he's not doing anything.
Because here's the deal.
Yeah.
While we sitting here looking at the woes when Tua gets hurt.
Yeah.
San Francisco went through the same thing.
Yep, for sure.
Like they had a quarterback who run the system.
Minnesota.
And then anytime he got hurt. Then they tried to do the Trey Lance thing.
Yeah, that didn't work.
It didn't work out. Yeah. And then it got Mr. Irrelevant, which is...
That worked out.
Lucky, right? No.
It was lucky. Totally lucky. For sure.
It's lucky. You know, and it worked out.
Yeah.
But look at how many times, you know, they kind of had a very similar situation in that Garoppolo kept getting hurt.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely. Which, I mean... Wouldn't be the worst option at backup. We see a lot of backup quarterbacks who are currently thriving. You see Sam Darnold having a hell of a season over there in Minnesota.
Yeah, but I think for some guys, like I use Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield was not bad in Cleveland.
Yeah.
It ended because he got hurt. He played through his injury, and they had to decide whether we're going to give him 30, 40, 50 million after coming off an injury.
Yeah.
So that's why he wasn't there. And then he bounced around a little bit and just never found a good system. Now he's in a system that he can flourish in.
For sure.
When you look at Sam Bradford, see, a lot of people don't give
Sam Darnold.
A lot of people don't understand these circumstances. When you're a top five draft pick, you go into a bottom five team. It very rarely does it happen like Chicago, where Chicago had back-to-back picks over the years because they traded Carolina wanted Bryce Young.
Yeah.
That didn't work out, so they ended up with a high pick again.
Chicago, though, they're on the brink of ruining yet another one. I saw a stat where they had Mitchell Trubisky, top pick. Then they fired the coach, leave him at two offensive systems to learn in 2 years.
Right.
Obviously, that's not going to work. Justin Fields, same thing. They brought him in, fired the coach, brought another one in, two systems, 2 years. Same thing right now. Caleb Williams, coach is on the hot seat. You know, that may be another quarterback the Bears ruin.
So, but here's the thing. Justin Fields had some success in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, he did.
But it wasn't good enough. He acknowledged that. But it's easier to work and get better in an environment like Pittsburgh.
Correct, yeah.
So when these young quarterbacks go to these bad teams, for example, okay, I'll use Joe Burrow for an example. Joe Burrow, they went to the Super Bowl his second year.
Yep.
They thought Joe Burrow was going to be the man forever. Look at that team. Like, holy smokes.
Yeah.
So, no matter how good your quarterback is, if he doesn't have the infrastructure for him to do his best work, it's not going to show on the football field. And Joe Burrow has a lot of success. He throws the ball all over the place. He's an excellent passer of the football. He can escape. He can make plays. All those things. Excellent quarterback. But it's not resulting in wins. And what about a quarterback that needs to develop a little bit? You thrust him in, and you don't have any support system. You keep changing coaches, changing, you know, the people in the organization, and we then put it all on the quarterback. So there's been quarterbacks that have bounced around, and then all of a sudden they go, oh, he found it. He always had it. He just found the right situation.
Yeah.
And so, like, I don't know how many of those guys, because here, I'll make this point right here. If I switch C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young, is Bryce Young having the same success as C.J. Stroud?
No. No, he's not.
You don't think so?
I mean, I think he's having more success than he had in Carolina, but I think C.J. Stroud's a better quarterback than Bryce Young.
Okay, but it's based on him being in a better infrastructure.
Yeah, I think he'll succeed more.
In a better organization. So you understand what I'm saying? Like, what role does that play in the success or failures of a quarterback?
No, it totally
Because
makes
guess
a difference.
What?
Yeah.
The Tua that was with Brian Flores, who he couldn't stand, is the same Tua, the same skill set. He didn't all of a sudden develop this skill set.
Yeah.
It's just that now he's in a system where that skill set can flourish.
Now,
and it's the only position that, if not put in the right situation, you can ruin one of your investments more than you can help it.
I know the Dolphins didn't necessarily make any moves, but a few moves that were made outside of them will affect them. We mentioned the big move of the Cleveland Browns defensive end, Za'Darius Smith, being traded yesterday to the Detroit Lions. The Dolphins faced the Browns in Week 17, so you know, you always are going to have to deal with Myles Garrett, but at least you don't have to deal with Garrett and Smith, so that helps.
Yeah, hey, and if I could, I explained it yesterday, Za'Darius Smith would be the equivalent to Chubb opposite Jalen Phillips.
Yeah.
So Chubb will have maybe 5 to 10 sacks, but it's because they're doubling Jalen Phillips.
Yeah.
And you need that guy on the other side that's going to make plays, even if he's not your primary guy.
Yeah,
and that's was it. Za'Darius time, as what our guys say, he has a big motor all over the field.
Yeah,
right. So they're getting a good player. They're getting how about this? They're getting a very similar player to Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
very similar. Maybe not as good.
No, for sure, but still.
But as far as the energy, the speed, coming off the edge. And here's the thing. Most people saying they're the best team in the NFL.
Yeah.
And they made a move to kind of, you know, solidify that.
That's what I was going to say. Usually the teams that are primed for a run, they make a move in the middle of the season that changes the trajectory.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be a big move.
No, never. Never.
They just probably sat in the office and said, hey, we're good, but we probably need to fortify that pass rush.
You've seen it across various sports. You saw the Pistons pick up Rasheed Wallace in the middle of the season. You saw the Panthers. They signed, I forgot what the guy's name was. It's one of those very weird Russian names, but the Panthers made a signing on the way. Was it Tereshchenko? I can't think. Is that a UFC fighter? I can't even keep track of their last names, but you see it across the board. Usually teams that are primed for a run, they make a pickup, an acquisition.
They make just a pick that is, they understand what the value of that would be when a lot of people can't. When Za'Darius, everybody saw the benefits of that, which is weird, right?
Yeah.
Because usually you assign a guy and say, oh, we can get some depth at this position or whatever.
I got a question
like,
for you.
Everybody in the league was like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, easy. No brainer. Of course that's
right. No brainer.
Now, I got a question for you to see if teams are this petty or this if they look this hard at another team.
Yes.
Okay. Does DeAndre Hopkins being picked up by the Chiefs weigh into Detroit's urgency in getting another pass rusher?
I don't necessarily think so. I think at this portion of the season, you're just trying to get through your conference.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you can't be worried about the Super Bowl. You got a long way to go. And I don't know if Detroit ever been there. So now you worry about Super Bowl? Pump your brakes.
Gotcha.
Right?
Makes sense.
You do what you got to do to get through the NFC.
Yeah.
And then worry about it. It's like in college football, one of the things about the playoff that is so amazing to me is when I was in college, our coach used to always say, you play the style of football that gets you through your conference.
Yeah.
And then deal with the national championship ramifications after that. But if you bring a style of football that works in the SEC, but it don't work in the Big Ten, you ain't going to never get through the Big Ten and nobody's going to care. So what Detroit has to do is they have to look at their schedule. They have to look at their division is really tough.
Yeah, it is. It's the toughest division, probably.
That's what they have to concentrate on right now.
Yeah.
When they get to the playoffs, they got to concentrate on the two games or three games that they're going to have to play. And then once you get to the Super Bowl, you start worrying about who you're going to play. But you can't start worrying about the Super Bowl without going through all these other teams. Because keep in mind, they also have in the back of their mind, last year they didn't get there.
Yeah. Yeah, you see, and you know what? I think you're right. They're in a very tough division. They're probably just doing what they need to do to become the best team that they can within their conference.
Look who they're dealing with.
Yeah. No, it's rough.
You're dealing with
Green Bay,
Minnesota. And their quarterback is mobile. Minnesota, not so mobile, but they quick strike.
Yep.
Then you got Caleb Williams, and so you're thinking of the quarterbacks you got to play against, and the weapons they have on offense.
Yeah,
that's is either one of two ways you can go: DB or rush.
No scrubs in that. You know, you're not saying no offense to Drake May. He's actually doing well. But, you know, you're not like, oh, okay, we got this one. We got Bryce Young this week, guys. Like, we got Bryce Young two times this year.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, that's I think they did it from the standpoint of their team not worrying about who they're going to play, and they're trying to put the best team they can on the field.
Yeah.
Because, they ain't never been. I don't know if they've ever been to a Super Bowl.
I don't think so. I think that
right. Nobody gives a rat's ass about Kansas City at this point.
Zero.
I know they haven't. Cleveland hasn't.
Texans, Jaguars.
The Texans because they're young. Jaguars because they're young.
Yeah.
No, the Jaguars went to the Super. Oh, they went to the championship game.
Yeah.
Carolina went. Carolina and Jacksonville came into the league the same year.
Yeah,
Carolina been to two Super Bowls, I want to say.
Yeah. First one against New England. Second one against Denver, I think.
Right. What is that? One of four teams that haven't been.
Yes, four teams that have not been.
Right. So. Yeah, you got Detroit, Cleveland.
Damn, that's gotta suck. I just read
Jacksonville and Texans.
Cleveland reached the AFC Championship in 86, 87, and 89 and lost all three to John Elway.
Yep.
That's gotta be rough.
Wait, you want to hear the crazy one?
Yeah.
They were going in to score, and Ernest Byner fumbled in the end zone.
And it went for a touchback.
Touchback. And then at the end of the game, John Elway went 99 yards.
Oh, God. Is that the helicopter? That's not the helicopter, is it?
No, the helicopter was in the Super Bowl here.
That's right.
Against Green Bay, I want to say. Was it Green Bay?
I think it was. I think you're right, yeah.
Yep, and that's why, remember when the Cavs won the championship,
yeah,
they invited Ernest Byner.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't show my face anymore if I was it.
But he ended up, they traded him right after that.
Duh.
To Washington.
Yeah.
He went and won a Super Bowl.
There you go.
And then he came back to Cleveland.
Oh, that's nice of him. to like right his wrongs or something like that?
No, they wanted him back.
Oh, that's sweet.
He was on a team that went to Baltimore.
Ah. Well, much more to cover on the Tobin and Leroy show. Leroy, I teased this in the last hour. I know you hate nachos, but I'm going to present some various options to you. It's National Nachos Day. When we come back, we're going to go over whether or not we can make the perfect nachos for someone like Leroy, who doesn't like nachos. That's how we choose to celebrate. That's what we're doing here on the Tobin and Leroy show. Welcome on in hour two of the program.
Patrice Rushen.
Correct. Name of the song.
Forget Me Nots.
Oh, he's good.
Or Men in Black.
Hey, that is.
She also sang the background in that too.
Did she? So they made sure they went back to the original. They didn't just sample.
Which I like when they do that.
Yeah.
Like when who's Luke Combs? Is it Luke Holmes or Luke Combs? Combs? Sang with Tracy Chapman.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That is.
Ooh. Hey.
What?
I gotta go. I forgot.
Oh, you have the. Do what you need to do. Damn, are you late? No, don't be late, man. Come on, you can't be late to the money, though.
All right, I'm up.
Take care. Leroy is heading out to do his Cleveland hit. He is currently about to do a segment or so on Cleveland radio. Tobin is out. J-Fig is in the back, probably frantically wondering what the hell she's going to do to help me or not. She's probably like, well, your show now, buddy. But nonetheless, like I had mentioned prior to us going to break, he doesn't like nachos anyway. So who cares, all right? Today, not to take a page out of Hockman and Crowder's book, National Nachos Day. I was going to go ahead and tell Leroy, since he's not necessarily a fan of nachos, see if I can attempt to convince him about various recipes that I pulled together to come up with the best nacho recipe that would potentially lure him to the dark side. He has a lot of weird food takes, of course, but for some reason, nachos happens to be close to number one on his hit list. So, if you're currently listening...
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
in the South Florida area, 305-567-0560. Give us a call because I want to know the best spot to get nachos to properly celebrate National Nacho Day. Before I get some of your suggestions, I want to tell you some of the recipes that I was able to find without getting too detailed and structured how you should do it. But just something interesting that I found that may spice up your next what the hell am I going to do kind of night or potentially your next football game. Thanksgiving is coming up. A lot of Friendsgivings. So people are always going to be like, what the hell should I bring? We get it. Mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, blah, 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 blah. But everyone always is like, no, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And you're wondering, what the hell do I bring? Nachos, of course, is pretty simple in regards to you take some chips, you put some cheese, right? But loading them is where things have gotten different. Again, if you are in the Miami area, you know this place has the best nachos. You may be right. You can give us a call at 305-567-0560. I'll give you an opportunity to plead your case. But in the meantime, these are some of the best recipes I found on the internet for celebrating National Nacho Day. You may do some of these today. We're going to start things off with cheeseburger nachos. Cheeseburger nachos. Definitely something that intrigues me to start. But I'm going to tell you what really got me. You're replacing the nachos in this one. So isn't it really like, am I allowed to call this nachos if I'm replacing the actual chip? Not sure. But in honor of National Nacho Day, we're going to power through with this delicious recipe as you replace the chip with waffle fries. You following me? You following me here? Remove the chip, replace it with waffle fry. That is now the base of your cheeseburger nachos. From there, as you can imagine, chopped cheese style, you take some meat, you chop it up, you put it on top of the waffle fries, and any way you would like a cheeseburger. That's including bacon, ketchup, mustard, tomato, mayo, whatever toppings you would normally put, lettuce, a little bit of shredded lettuce, cheese, of course, you need all that. That would go on the waffle fry, making this one something I've never seen before. And Dane South, real snarky remark here, talking about just eat a cheeseburger. No, dude, if I'm at like a game of some sort, let's say I'm trying to pick, everyone already has the Publix chicken wings. We get it, dude. The popcorn chicken, sure. Dip, chip, all that. No. All right. I want something different. I want to be able to go up to a platter, say, what the hell is going on here? Take my waffle fried nacho surprise and keep it moving. That was one of the flavors that I thought would be interesting enough to pique Leroy's interest. Another one that I think we should try, nachos with braised barbecue short rib. No better way to celebrate National Nacho Day than to get some chips and put some damn rib on it. That one had some jalapenos and tomato, cilantro to add a little bit of flavor. But you can never go wrong with your standard fully loaded nacho. Mexican style, some nice ground beef, sour cream, all the fixins, if you will. It is National Nacho Day. Fig, before we go to break, do you like nachos? Are you crazy like Leroy?
No, I love nachos.
Okay, so of the three, not sure if you got to hear the first one that I mentioned.
The whole cheeseburger one, first of all,
what?
The fries would get so soggy.
That's a fair assessment. That is a fair assessment.
That's pretty gross.
Okay, hold on, though. Okay, that's a fair assessment. No, okay.
It's not that it's gross. It's just like...
Yeah, you can't put like globs of condiments on it because you're right. It will get soft.
And as it sits down, it will.
And even if a chip kind of gets soft, it tastes better than a fry. You know, if it gets like soft because it has cheese or sour cream on it, I'm more willing to accept a chip than I would be a waffle fry. So
100%.
It's a good point. These are
not a big fan of that. Also, when they throw all the lettuce on top, they throw more lettuce than anything else. Really? I don't like that.
It's
either.
Just like all in the like. Excuse me, sir. I'd like to get to my nachos.
Use the lettuce like you would throw salt or something. Just like
exactly.
What sprinkle it there. Don't put too much. Because I'm not trying to eat grass here. No.
Okay. Now I mentioned braised barbecue short rib nachos. Is that too much for you? Are we getting too crazy when we're adding barbecue ribs?
Can you go ahead and describe what's on it?
Yeah, absolutely. We have smoked barbecue short rib on top of a bed of nacho chips with some cheese on it. But on top of it, they get a little spicy. They put some jalapeno, some guacamole, and it looks like some sun-dried tomatoes here just to add a little bit of sweetness. Are we doing too much and getting too fancy?
I feel like that's a little too much.
Nah, it's fair.
The ribs, how chunky are those?
They kind of like shredded them. Obviously, you know, it's no bone, so it kind of looks like shredded beef on top of. But, you know, it has that barbecue twang on it and a little bit of avocado here. Let me see if I can get a picture of it because.
I feel like moderation will be just fine with that.
I think I would dive into that, regretting it at like 1 in the morning.
100%.
When I'm waking up with heartburn of some sort. Which apparently I can't like do anything. I almost died yesterday because I had pizza and like cheese apparently or like the
sauce. As you get older, you realize that you should be sponsored by GasX or something.
Yo, I literally right now I got GasX, Tums, Rolaids, and another one on me. I have it on me. That's like a
thing. Why do you think I carry a big bag?
You know
exactly what's in there.
It totally makes sense. It really totally makes sense. Look, these are the short rib nachos.
Okay, it looks pretty good. And look, there's cilantro on it.
I love me some. They always try to come at you because of your taco.
They love coming at me with that. Like,
that's crazy.
You just don't know what taste is.
They're not adults. That's the problem.
They're not
adults. Oh, cilantro. and then the normal style, you know, the normal loaded nachos are always going to be good. The fully loaded, whenever you go anywhere, it's standard ground beef. It's kind of like
nachos
a taco.
Are always a good idea. And like the fully loaded tater tots.
Oh, you know, I'm not gonna lie. If you put anything in a pile and add cheese on it, I'm probably gonna eat it. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Most likely, yeah.
Yes. Stun C says that's what happens when you have kids, Marcos. And no, dude, it's just getting a little bit older now. And I'm not gonna lie to you. I had a packet of, I don't know, I left it there. Now that I think about it, I'm probably disgusting in person. I have a packet of GasX in my shower right now because I had a random.
Ew, wait, what? Why is it in the shower?
Because like I had a random attack, like in the middle of me taking a shower. I was like, yo, my stomach is starting to hurt. Like, and not like I can, you know, remove this from my body. Like, I'm expanding. Like what's that Willy Wonka movie when she eats the blueberry? I felt like my stomach was doing that.
Violet?
Violet. We have a caller. Let's see if they're going to give us some nachos. Hey, caller, you're on the air. What's your name?
Mike.
Mike from Fort Lauderdale. Where can I get the best nachos, dude?
Any of the Lobasa locations, Lauderdale, the Fargate, they put them individually, not in a pile.
Individually. Right. Okay, hold on. Mike.
Wait, you're breaking up, Mike, and this is a game changer. We need all the information here.
Mike, I need you to say that again. Where in Fort Lauderdale?
Wait, what?
He said he doesn't want a big pile of crap, and I agree with him.
I agree with
him. But what is the name of this place, Mike?
La Bamba. Relocate.
La Bamba. Mike, you're spreading the gospel right now, Mike. I appreciate that. La Bamba, three different locations. Apparently, they individually make the nachos?
I'm shook. What's going on?
Like, is it like a slice of pizza with stuff on it? Like, is this a huge nacho that we're talking about? This is great.
This is a Mexican restaurant.
It has to be. If they're innovative with the nacho like that. Jeez, this is next level. This is groundbreaking information, guys.
La Bomba. Okay, yeah, so there is three locations. It is Mexican and Spanish.
Ah.
Nice.
I need to see these nachos now. Ladies and gentlemen.
I try to find them, too.
The game has changed for sure. Well, we're going to take a quick break here while we continue to make ourselves drool over nachos. It is National Nacho Day. Tobin is out. Leroy is doing his Cleveland hit. J-Fig, come on. Round of applause. Round of applause. Now, when we come back, we are going to switch from potential toppings on nachos to a different kind of chili pepper. J-Fig and I will go through tonight's Eat Games and give you guys the best parlays that are available on the Hard Rock app. You got that and much more on the Tobin and, you know what, on the Marcos and, you know what, the Fig and Marcos show. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy show, a.k.a. now the Fig and Marco show. We finally did it. We finally
got rid of them.
Now, I mentioned before we went to break, JFig will be helping us put together the perfect parlay. But she is no stranger to this. Figgy, you had a segment, right, where you would give various picks.
Like, I wouldn't necessarily say that. Yeah. I was not the best back then.
No, but...
I've grown a little bit, but that doesn't mean I am still worthy of...
Oh, no. No one really knows anything, except for Vegas. Vegas knows. But anyone who's not Vegas, they really don't know anything.
They're I feel like I'm here just to guide you into not being greedy. That's probably the best bet here.
You know, that is probably the best bet here, indeed. So
keep your toes on the ground.
I do got to admit, all of them, all webbed.
All webbed.
I do got to keep in mind that we have Kevin Love out. And Jaime Jaquez Jr. out, as we mentioned, for tonight's matchup against Phoenix. As of right now, the line is at 5.5, meaning if the Miami Heat lose, they still have a leeway of about 5.5 points that they could lose by, and you can still cover. Now, I'm a prop guy because that's where the value is at, JFig.
I mean,
that
I think you've only had one good week with that.
I think my record is currently 2-86. But I tell you what, I am feeling good. Little.
You're on a hot streak. Just go ahead and take advantage of that.
Little bit of a hot streak. So I'm gonna give you the stat. I'm gonna give you the player, and you tell me if I should go over or under on that one. All right, Figgy.
No, don't remember. This is not where I thrive. Tell me your thoughts, and then I will go ahead and say if I agree.
So you're going to be my conscience then.
I'm going to be your spirit. How about that?
You know what? You are good at being someone's spirit. So that makes sense. You're going to tap into what you normally would do, and we're going to go ahead and get some chili peppers.
Okay.
Be careful, though. It's spicy.
Oh!
Spicy.
You forgot we had music, huh?
I did. That was pretty loud, too.
I did, too. It was spicy.
It was spicy.
All right. We're going to open up the Hard Rock app right now. Player props. We have Tyler Hero over or under 19.5 points. If I'm talking myself through this, that man has been shooting as of recently. Like,
he has.
He's been taking a lot of shots. Now... does that mean it'll continue on the west side? Is that something that is going to be on the forefront of Phoenix's defense? Are they going to be like, hey, Tyler Hero's been doing well. If we slow him down, we can slow the rest of the offense down.
How many points was it again? 16?
19.5.
19.5.
Now, the best part about this, Fig, if you're ever feeling uneasy about a number, we do have the option of alternative lines. So if he's listed at 19, but we're like, I don't know if he's going to get 19. We also have an option of, will he record 15 or more points? You know, so we can always kind of bring it down.
Okay, I like that number better, yes.
You like that number better. Okay, now it takes down our value, but at the very least, we're going to go ahead and put it in Tyler Hero to record 15 or more points in. The first leg of our parlay is down, everyone. Thank you. Hold your applause. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Let's keep it going. Jimmy Butler. Jimothy himself. His over-under is listed at 18.5. Do we mess with that number, or do we do the same thing we did with Tyler and say he'll get 15?
So, November
4th. Oh.
He had 27 points.
27 points. Now,
November 2nd, we had 18 points.
Okay, you see, we're getting crazy now. Getting crazy.
We're getting a little crazy here.
What's that? Quick math. 27 plus 18 is 45.
And the game before that, he had 15.
So he's... okay, 15. So now if you look at the trend, he is getting more and more points.
Thankfully, yes.
So potentially he can be leading towards getting at least... I can see him getting... 20 points tonight. But that's the problem. Can I see him getting it, or what is most likely to happen?
Can you lower that number down?
Let's lower it down to 15.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler will score at least 15 points. We got two legs of our parlay down, baby. All right, we're looking for real value here. So it could be 8 legs. It could be 22 legs. We'll see what happens.
That's never stopped you in the past.
Never, baby. Never.
I'm seeing your stuff.
Woo, I have a problem. Now, Bam Adebayo, lover boy over here. Lover boy.
Is Are you going to be hard on him right now?
Well, you know, he hasn't been kind to my pocket as of recent, but... Will he, now his line is actually set at 15.5 points. Last game, not so good. Game before that in Mexico City, excellent. Which Bam Adebayo are we going to get tonight? I can give him an alternative. Remember, we've been doing that all show. So we can say he'll score at least 10 points. But obviously the value is less than that. His line is set at 15.5. Do we say he's going to score 16 points, or do we keep it safe and say he's only going to score 10?
How do you feel about that? After this whole lover boy nonsense.
This is the problem. I would say, you know what? Tonight, Bam is going to come out firing, and he's going to have more than 15.5 points. And then for some reason, he's not, and I'm going to curse his name tomorrow, and I'm going to be even more upset.
And then you're going to drag me into it. I'm going to catch you strays.
That's fair. That is fair. Sometimes I black out. All right. With that being said... Let's see how this affects the line. All right.
If I say
that his value is at the over under, that will raise my potential profit by $187. If I play it safe and say he's only going to score 10 points, that raises my potential profit by only $29. I think the answer is simple, my friend. I think this is an easy answer right here. We're tapping the over on Bam Adebayo, baby.
You know, good for you. You're putting all your eggs
you
away
know it.
For this
you
one.
Absolutely know it. Now let's move
Are
on.
Are you sweating
to,
a little bit now?
I am a little nervous. I'm not going to lie to you. I am a little nervous. Because
all opinions are getting to you.
The legs, as they continue to grow, it gets a little shaky. I'm not going to lie to you. It gets a little shaky. Now I'm hoping for 9 different things to happen in one game. But whatever. It's totally fine. Totally fine. Easy peasy.
You're good.
Now let's go to assist. And let's talk about a Heat player we haven't discussed as of yet. Terry Rozier. His line is currently listed at 3.5 assists. Point guard for the team. But not necessarily the biggest passer. I'm not sure necessarily how much he averages. I could look that up now, but I don't know if I'm comfortable with that number for Terry Rozier.
What was the number? Sorry.
3.5.
3.5. Yes. Assist.
Correct. And he averages, I'm looking at it now.
I feel like you can be comfortable with that number.
He averages 4.3. So we just need him to get 4. Last two games, he got 4. The game before that, he got 7. Let's go ahead and punch that one in. We're going to go over on that one. Now, we discussed how many points this gentleman would score, but we didn't discuss all the other things he does, and I'm sure we'll mention him one more time. What about assist on Bam Adebayo? Currently, Bam is listed at 2.5 assist. I know he's going to be down there banging and getting his rebounds in. I want to know if that's also going to lead to some assist. As of right now, on the season, he's averaging 3 assists a game, including 5 that he had against the Kings.
The Kings, yeah.
But I'm wondering something here. I'm seeing a correlation. The worse he does scoring, usually like the better he does with assist. He had 32 points against the Wizards and 14 rebounds, but only 2 assists. So if I want Bam Adebayo to be aggressive, I want him to get rebounds. I want him to get points. And I'm sure he wants to do that as well. Because he wants to prove me wrong on the radio specifically.
Are you sure you want to do this right now?
I don't know. I don't know anything, J-Fig. I don't know anything.
So, well, what I can tell you is that you better hurry up because
you're
right. Time.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Clock.
All right. With that being said, we're going to have to rapid fire these chili peppers, dog. I'm going to say he is going to, I'm going to avoid that. How about that? I won't even touch that.
Let's I go think to rebounds. You should. There you go. Good point.
We're going to go to rebounds. I think he's going to get at least 8 rebounds. So we're going to get the alternative line on that one. Let's go to the game lines. I think the Heat is going to win. That brings my potential profit. If I put $10 down on this 6-leg parlay, that is $120 of profit, ladies and gentlemen. $10 turning into $120. Let's add a profit boost of 30%, which will bring my potential profit to $153 on the JFIG parlay. Before we get out of here, let's go ahead and remind you what the JFIG parlay official is. So if you have any issues, take it up with her. Tyler Hero.
I told you not to do that.
Sorry, totally threw you under the bus. Tyler Hero. I'm liking it. To record 15 points. Jimmy Butler to record 15 points. Bam Adebayo to record 16 points. Terry Rozier to record 4 assists. Bam Adebayo to record 8 rebounds and the Heat to win. That seems pretty doable to me, if you ask me. And if you are okay with that, you have a potential of winning a minimum of $120 off of a simple $10 bet. Ladies and gentlemen, that is how you chili pepper. When we come back, we got the Canes coverage, Panthers back in action tomorrow, and a bunch of silly sauce because they left the wrong guy in charge, baby. Coming back with the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.